Natasha, things have changed quite a bit here on the ground outside this ICE facility in Minneapolis, especially because there's a now Hennepin County Sheriff's vehicles that are blocking the road where we saw those clashes between officers and protesters.
So after 2 months, we're finally seeing a local law enforcement blitz in Minnesota. But the question is, why is this happening now? After all, Governor Walz and Representative Omar have been riling up their mobs for weeks, telling them the country is under attack from federal agents who are removing the dangerous fugitives these rioters think help their city somehow, revealing that these sanctuary leaders are now trapped and have lost control of their rebellion.
What's happening right now is that the organizers of this rally who are in the middle of that scrum right there, they're being forced out of the City Hall area, drowned out by hundreds of people who are anti this ICE deployment in the city. The message to these organizers, get out.
There are hundreds of people here with their signs, report suspicious captivity. Remember, this is all coming as the DHS says that this is the largest immigration crackdown in the history of America.
He's going to do what he's going to do regardless. And like, there was a part of me that wasn't going to come out today because I was going to listen to our governor. But the governor and Mayor Jacob Frey have proven that, like, they're not for the people. And, like, I can't just sit at home.
They're not in reality. They're in some total fantasy universe. They don't understand that a majority of their fellow Americans, you know, voted to implement the policies that ICE is implementing. It's undemocratic to halt the implementation of those policies, which is what is happening.
But the professional politicians, Omar, Walz, they're making this sound like the Civil War. They're making it sound like Germany.
So this is who these rioters are out there protecting. People like this dangerous individual who wasn't making Minnesota safer or stronger. Absolutely not. But nobody's talking about how things were not supposed to turn out this way in Minnesota at all. Because by now, the rioters and their politicians who were cheering them on, they were supposed to have been victorious over the federal government. Because unlike recent unrest in Chicago or in LA, the open borders crowd thought they could finally prove ICE and the FBI had an agenda in Minnesota, framing their entire operations here as an attack on the innocent. But that didn't work because the immigration and fraud scandals here, well, they just keep getting worse. And normal Americans who are watching this stuff don't like learning that sanctuary politicians are teaming up with criminals of all kinds to defraud our country every way imaginable. Yes, that's right, because with every box of evidence removed from a fake daycare center, the rest of the country grows more and more outraged as journalists discover even more fraud, like bogus transportation companies who get paid to deliver the non-existent children and patients to various daycares and hospitals, which are, as expected, empty as a church on Saturday. Speaking of which, the local insurrection mobs have decided to start going after regular people when they're on the streets or in church, exposing what this movement is really all about. Which brings us to the real reason we're now seeing local law enforcement take an active role in maintaining law and order here. The leaders of this sanctuary are now under the impression, rightfully so, that their foot soldiers are way out of control and need to be reeled in quick. And they're trying to rein them in, but it's just not working because these same leaders have been stoking the righteous anger of the brainwashed who support every country on the planet except the one they live in, which is America. And these leaders have demonized every law enforcement officer in the state, revealing that the true reason these mobs are so out of control boils down to the same old formula: hatred of our country, hatred of our values, and hatred of those who wear a badge and are paid to maintain and protect those values. And now they've got some frightening new tactics that show you what a lawless place this has become.
I'm with us and you're against us. Yeah. Yeah.
So clear.
Hi.
So clear.
What? We do custom apps for a whole bunch of companies around Minnesota and the country.
Why are you filming us?
Because you're filming us.
Do I look like an ICE agent? Yeah, you look like an ICE agent.
I'm just trying to enjoy my lunch.
So in this video, you have software engineers who were eating lunch at a restaurant. And for some reason, the owner of that restaurant allegedly responded to some ICE tracking app that these radical groups have. And they came to the restaurant and went after the people eating there, accusing them of being part of some federal government operation, which is ridiculous without any evidence. But if you think a bunch of radicals screaming at people trying to have lunch is bad, the members of these mobs cannot keep quiet about their hatred of our country and of law enforcement, even when they're at work. Watch this.
His move should have been to go like this if he was really afraid. Your job as a police officer is to de-escalate.
It's a split second.
No, he had, no.
Yes,
no.
Yes.
I'm not going to argue with you.
Just because you're yelling doesn't mean you're winning.
So here we have a sanctuary teacher yelling at her students about law enforcement tactics as if she's some sort of expert in police and what they're supposed to do and what it's like to be a police officer and put your life on the line for the country. What does this even have to do with school? These kids aren't learning anything except for the fact that their teacher doesn't think immigration enforcement has a real purpose.
People, vicious, many of them murderers. These are all out of Minnesota, just Minnesota. I say, why don't you talk about that more? Because people don't know. Do you want to live with these people?
That's who they're finding. That's why ICE is there. ICE is not in Minnesota to do any of the things that the radicals believe that they're there to do. They're not there to talk to American citizens. You know, if you find yourself in the back of an ICE police car and you're not in the country illegally, you had to do something special to get there. You had to combat them. You had to go after them. You had to insert yourself in a targeted immigration enforcement operation that had absolutely nothing to do with you to wind up on their radar. This is happening because the radicals running this place stirred up the hordes who are now attacking churches, attacking people on the streets, and causing all kinds of mayhem just to send some sort of anti-ICE message, which is a problem because the socialists of America wonder how they're going to take back the country during the 2026 midterm elections, which is what they really want to do. And now they're trying to tell the mobs, they're saying, hey guys, chill out. Knock it off for a little bit. You know, we've got to appear normal. We've got to appear like we too like law and order, but it's not working.
Here earlier who say that their state officials actually aren't doing enough.
Oh, not enough to stoke tensions.
He's going to do what he's going to do regardless. And like, there's a part of me that wasn't going to come out today because I was going to listen to our governor. But the governor and Mayor Jacob Frey have proven that like, they're not for the people. And I can't just sit at home.
This is an incredible statement. And I totally believe her because this entire time she's been told by her governor and her mayor that, you know what? You're saving America by taking to the streets. You're saving America by following federal agents around with your cell phone and impeding their ability to arrest people. You're saving America by warning illegal immigrants who are in America without permission that they may soon get arrested and that it is time to flee the area where you've spotted ICE. That's what these people have been told. And now to have the mayor and the governor send local police out there, I mean, this is a disaster. As we saw just a few weeks ago when the mobs were ransacking downtown Minneapolis, their police showed up. They tried to do something about this. And you know what? They were chased out. The mob doesn't want to hear from their own sanctuary police that it's time to chill out because they pay taxes and they think these sanctuary police are there to defend them and should be throwing themselves at the federal government. That's what these people really believe. And now to hear their governor say, hey guys, we should chill out a little bit. Don't take the bait. Don't give Trump what he needs to send in the troops to do the Insurrection Act. I mean, they feel betrayed. And that's the problem with mob rule. The mob will rule you, not the other way around.
Served on the China Commission in Congress. Ironically enough, as co-chair with...
Look at Tim Walz, hiding in the governor's mansion.
...political prisoners, and we would ask them...
With a megaphone.
When we speak up and call out your government, is it bad? And they said, well, in the short run, it's bad because they... But if you don't speak up, they will... us and forget about us. And the idea is right now is we have to be speaking up.
Wow.
We have to move it. Yeah.
So he's still rallying the mobs.
You are doing everything, and our neighbors are doing everything. And I can't stress enough on this. We're winning it because we're doing it with Minnesota grit, Minnesota humor, Minnesota decency.
So as Tim Walz hides behind a fence to protect himself from his own mob so they don't get too close, he's still fueling the fire in some way. Half of what he says is chill out so that the federal government doesn't show up. But then he realizes we've got people like that woman on the street that we heard from earlier that want him to come out and do enough in her mind. Now, this is totally on Governor Walz. He's the one with the megaphone. He's the one comparing the United States of America to communist China. And when people hear this, they don't also hear the governor's other statements where he says to chill out. And he knows this. These sanctuary leaders all know this. It is their goal to fire people up and keep them on the streets long enough to potentially evade the federal investigations that are coming without the president invoking the Insurrection Act.
What do we want?
Justice!
What do we want?
Now!
Tensions now mounting in the city after 10 days of protests with more demonstrations overnight.
Ice off our streets!
And despite frigid conditions on Saturday, hundreds of anti-ICE protesters surrounding City Hall, greatly outnumbering a small pro-ICE rally organized by a conservative influencer, the scene quickly spilling
out of control. This is crazy.
So what's happening right now is that the organizers of this rally who are in the middle of that scrum right there, they're being forced out of the City Hall area, drowned out by hundreds of people who are anti this ICE deployment in the city. The message to these organizers, get out.
Yeah, I mean, look at these people. These people, they are radical. These rioters, they really do not like law enforcement at all. They're militant. They're angry. And if you're a sanctuary leader and you see this going on, I mean, this looks like the place has fallen to mob rule. That's exactly what we're seeing on the streets here. And you've got to be really careful because the last thing these politicians want is for Trump and the troops to come in here and take over completely. Because if the Insurrection Act happens, you know what that means? That means Governor Walz, his authority is suspended. That means he will no longer have the authority to work behind the scenes, to thwart law enforcement, to thwart investigations, to cover things up. And his local police won't be out there to do enough policing to make sure that, you know, nothing really crazy happens, but not enough policing to stop the radicals from getting in the faces of federal agents, following them around, or creating a public safety nightmare in Minnesota. So they really want to make sure that they get as close to the line as they can without stepping over it, because if they do, there's really no going back.
The Minnesota National Guard now staged and standing by, but not yet deployed to city streets.
Go!
This is terrible.
Trump, who had threatened to use the Insurrection Act to send in federal troops, now walking that back.
If I needed it, I'd use it. I don't think there's any reason right now to use it, but if I needed it, I'd use it. It's, very powerful.
Yep. Oh,
a federal judge in Minnesota also temporarily barred.
Oh, so before we get to what judges are recently doing, the president, he's got a lot of authority here. People want to see him use it. People want to see the Marines go in here. I think that if that doesn't happen, the American people are going to wonder if the mobs are still in charge. Because remember, everything that's happening here is something that a majority of Americans voted for. A majority of Americans voted for a secure border. A majority of Americans voted in the last presidential election to have law and order make a comeback in this country. And here we're watching on the TV our law enforcement officers who put on a badge and get up every day and deliberately put themselves in harm's way get attacked. We're watching that. We're sick of it. People want to see something done about this. But wait till you hear what the judges are up to.
A federal judge in Minnesota also temporarily barring ICE officers from arresting or detaining peaceful protesters, quote, in retaliation for their protected conduct.
Okay, that's never happened. That's the other thing that you have to realize here is that peaceful protesters have never been arrested by ICE for being peaceful. Now, if you're going to get in the face of federal agents with your cell phone, you're going to put your hands on them, you are no longer a peaceful protester. You may not have attacked them with a foreign object, but you're no longer peaceful. You're hostile. You're touching a federal officer. You're impeding arrest. You're breaking the law. And that's how people wind themselves up in the back of an ICE vehicle. They are deliberately uncooperative. They are deliberately agitating with the federal government. They are not dispersing. They are instigating the conflict so that it can then get filmed. And so that some judge can say, oh yeah, ICE totally out of control. And you know what? When the radicals hear this, that a judge just banned ICE from doing something, even though ICE is not engaging in that activity, this is a totally political ruling. Because this ruling tells the mobs and all of the rioters out there that, hey, look, The judges are on your side. You guys are on the side of righteousness. It's the president who's illegal. You see, this foments in the minds of these people and just continually pushes them over the edge, which is actually bad news if you're Governor Walz and you're the one trying to rein these people in from behind your fence while keeping them out there. You see, he's lost control of the situation.
The order also prohibits federal agents from stopping drivers or other observers of law enforcement. Federal officials have said they only deploy those methods when protests aren't peaceful.
Right.
But the scrutiny spreading to Minnesota politicians, too. Multiple officials telling ABC News that Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz are now also under federal investigation for allegedly obstructing law enforcement activities in the state. Frey responding on social media, calling it an obvious attempt to intimidate me for standing up for Minneapolis against the chaos and danger this administration has brought to our streets.
Okay, so he's admitting basically that he's taken actions to stand up for Minneapolis against the federal government. And he's being investigated for thwarting the ability of the federal government to enforce federal law. This is a big problem for these guys. If they are prosecuted and if evidence comes out to support these claims, which to many people it already has, their statements fueling this insurrection type related activity, there are people who maintain that these guys have already done that just by what they're saying. And you know what's so crazy about this? If Trump were to say anything and somebody put their finger on another individual and it could be tied back to what Trump said, that person, you would have a political party in this country that tried to throw that person in jail forever. But here we've got leaders who are saying that the president is literally the worst thing to happen to this country, even though a majority of people voted for him, riling people up and creating all of this mayhem.
Targeting American citizens. And the latest example that they're using is this man in Minneapolis, taken out of his home, wearing only boxers, looks like a towel wrapped around his shoulder. I think he is a Hmong immigrant to the United States, but who is in fact an American citizen. What do you say to the facts of this case, Tom Homan?
Yeah, let's get the real story.
Well, let's look at the facts of that case. So ICE was looking for two illegal aliens with criminal convictions. So both these people shouldn't be walking the streets of the station. So ICE did a target enforcement operation, pulled over a vehicle that was licensed to one of these. The driver of the car was identified as not being one of them. But his statement to the officer was, the guy you're looking for is at the house right now.
That house.
So I left it. I just left that house. So ICE went to the house where these two people reportedly living.
Fascinating. So this story of this guy getting arrested who is a U.S. citizen, this was like red meat for the anti-ICE crowd. They thought they finally had the federal government caught red-handed, detaining Americans for absolutely no reason. But now we're learning that there actually was a valid reason. A whole trail of evidence and criminal activity led federal agents to this place. And as you're about to see, like I've been saying this entire time, if you want ICE to detain you as an American citizen, you gotta do something really different.
There, and they located this individual. This individual who matched the description, but they couldn't verify his identity because he was uncooperative. He failed to do a quick fingerprint check. He failed to do facial recognition. So ICE detained him till they found out who he was.
That's what this is all about. It's almost like the person in this house had knowledge that the press was going to be there filming this ICE activity at the house. It's almost like someone told him, hey, get arrested and then say you're a U.S. citizen. Now, look, that we don't know if that happened, but all this person had to do was walk over to their dresser, to their nightstand, and get their ID and prove their identity. If they didn't have their ID, they could have done a fingerprint. They could have done facial recognition. The officers gave this person three different ways to verify their identity in that apartment. They didn't want to take him out, but he forced it to happen. And that's how we wind up at this story. Again, you got to do something special if you want to get detained by ICE, and this is special.
No, Tom, exactly. I want to go straight to this social media post from someone named Kathy Young, who said that ICE is actually, while the stats don't tell the whole story, there are videos of ICE agents aggressively questioning people based on a foreign accent, demanding ID, proof of citizenship, sometimes using physical force, twisting of arms when people refuse. This is sort of the story of ICE doing something horrific.
Look, every single time you see some 15-second video of an officer making an arrest of somebody who is in civilian clothes, every single time you see a video like that, you are always missing the surrounding context. And you've got people out there who already believe, because of what their leaders have told them, that President Trump is the worst thing to ever happen to America. You've already got people who believe that they are standing up for freedom and for righteousness by going out there and attacking the federal government and getting in the faces of federal agents. So if that's your belief system and you see a 15-second clip of someone getting removed from their vehicle forcefully, who is being uncooperative, what are you going to believe? You're going to make the leap of logic between your fraudulent belief system and the fact that this person was unjustly arrested. You're going to automatically believe that. The surrounding context does not matter to you. That's how people come up with this mindset. That's why we have this anti-ICE fervor festering in these sanctuaries, which is leading to mob rule.
I accent. Is that reasonable suspicion? ICE targeting, in the ICE agent's own words, his accent. So is that ICE targeting an American citizen based upon their accent? Is that reasonable suspicion?
There was a reason. There's always a reason.
No, you know, and we don't know if that's just one of many factors. Reasonable suspicion is based on a number of factors,
right?
The totality of the circumstances.
Totality.
It just can't be an accent. It just can't get an appearance. But what people don't realize, before that question occurred, what did the officer observe?
Right.
Where were they? What right. did he see before that?
Right.
How long was he surveilling that person? Would the license plate come back to a known criminal investigation?
Right.
So there's a lot of things that lead, as you know, Will, to reasonable suspicion. So we don't know what was in the officer's mind and what the totality of circumstances.
We're missing the context. Everyone's missing the context. You see a 15-second video on the internet, your prior belief system will determine what you think about that interaction. And if your prior belief system has already deemed the officers that you see in the video as illegitimate thugs who wear a mask not to protect their identity and their family from the leftist mobs who want to figure out where they live and try to shut them down at home, but rather to hide from the American public, you're going to see that. You're going to say, I knew it. I knew it. This administration's out of control. I knew it. We need to defund ICE. And you're going to take to the streets no matter what the elected officials over you say. These governors, they're trying to rein these mobs in. They're trying to control them and get them to suit their purposes. But I think they've totally lost control of the situation. We heard that woman earlier say the governor's not doing enough. They feel betrayed by their own leaders. They feel betrayed by their own police. That's why they are so angry pretty much all of the time. What do you think about this? Thank you for watching. I'll see you in the next video.